You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Certainty is a really, really interesting thing, isn't it? Because we all want it. Would I rather know how it's going to work out? Probably not, but maybe I do. We have psychics, we have fortune tellers, we try and read the tea leaves and look into the future. We all wish that we had a crystal ball. We want to know how it's going to work out. Wouldn't it be better if I knew the right decision to make all the time? Wouldn't it be better if I knew where to put my money, what to invest in, when it was going to go up, when it was going to go down, the best time to do X, Y, or Z? Wouldn't I like to know that the answer was going to be yes, so that I wasn't risking anything? If I knew that I couldn't fail, what wouldn't I do, or what would I do? Such an interesting thing. And by design, we human beings are very much uncertain creatures living in a very, very uncertain world. Like, there's so few things that are certain that we strive or we crave that certainty. We just want to know the answers. We want safety. We want security, even though we know we don't have any of it. So that's always the question. Would you trade a little bit of freedom for some more security? And of course, the very famous quote by Ben Franklin is that he or she who would trade certainty for security will receive neither of those. And that's how it always goes. But back to the human thing, every breath that we take is a wager that tomorrow will in fact arrive. Our ancestors stared into that dark forest and didn't know if they were going to be eaten, or they were going to find something to eat. Well, we don't really have those forests necessarily, not literally today, but today, you know, we have them existentially, we have them digitally, we have them economically. So it's kind of the same thing, though. When our great, 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 great ancestors were looking out and trying to figure out what was going to be happening next, when the seasons were going to change, whatever. Same part of our brain is activating as when we're sitting around today trying to make heads and tails over whether we should invest in Bitcoin, or whether we should vote in a certain way, or who we should be supporting, what we should be doing. That certainty, that desire, that craving of certainty by inherently uncertain beings. It's really interesting. So we want it because it being certainty, because it soothes our nervous systems. We want somebody to tell us what's safe, what's true, what's going to happen next. But the problem is, when the world becomes super complicated and complex, which it is today, when life feels like a series of unpredictable shocks with pandemics and climate change and inflation and government shuts down and AI disruption and the craving for security becomes unbearable. We can't tolerate it anymore. And that pull of collectivism, when we feel that way, when we feel so uncertain, when we feel so out of control, collectivism starts to sound like salvation. We're all in this together becomes, let's have someone else handle it, because I have no idea and I'm at my wit's end. Can somebody please take this off my plate for me? I'm going to delegate this, you know, my personal security. I'm going to delegate that. It's collectivism, socialism, communism, whatever. Collectivism, it's the promise of protection. protection from that uncertainty, from the coming storm, the promise of a parental state that guarantees stability in your life. And who wouldn't want that? Especially when you're tired, you're broke, and you are just can't deal with the uncertainty anymore. And certainly a lot of people that are feeling that way. The problem is that collectivism sells certainty at the price of agency. It whispers to you, you don't need to carry that burden, buddy. And the people who are exhausted from carrying that burden in their own lives, they agree. And the frog in the boiling pot of water, slowly we trade responsibility for comfort. And those muscles that make us human, the strength, the courageousness, the creativity, we begin to atrophy them. They begin to atrophy because we don't use them, as is what happens with every kind of a muscle. So is that the best choice? To move towards collectivism instead of individualism? I don't think that it is. I think that the better choice is inner certainty. Because you know, everybody knows that true certainty doesn't come from systems. It comes from self-possession, from knowing that no matter what happens, you can meet it. Whatever comes your way, you're strong enough, you're tough enough, you're gritty enough to rise to the challenge, to rise to the occasion. Knowing that no matter what happens, you're going to be good. That's the kind of security that I think that we all really desire, that is preferential. Because there's no security that government can provide. And no ideology can replace the security that we get as individuals who are strong enough to handle it on our own. So when each of us works to make ourselves stronger, wiser, and more capable, the whole world improves by extension. We don't need to collectivize weakness. We need to individualize strength. So it's a paradox. Socialism seeks to create equality through external control. Self-mastery creates harmony through internal discipline. One breeds dependence, the other breeds resilience. We have to choose. There's a call to strength being made. The world doesn't need more dependency. It needs more durable humans. People can hold uncertainty without collapsing. People can build, protect, and lead without demanding guarantees. The truth is, the government can't save us. It can't save you. It was never designed to. It's never been capable of, and it never will be. Only you can save you. When enough of us take that responsibility seriously, not as some slogan, but as a way of life, we'll find the security that we've been searching for all along. So if you're like most probably everybody, even the people who voted for Mamdani, it's like, how does this happen? What are the main drivers of socialism or collectivism or communism? What are the factors that lead us to this place? Because I think just intellectually, we all know that it doesn't work because it never has.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
And I just get such a kick out of, I forget who it was that said it, probably a lot of people, that there just aren't too many people pushing off on a raft from Florida trying to get to Cuba. There's a boatload of, literally, a ton of people pushing rafts off of Cuba to get to the United States. It's only going in one direction. So why are people now pushing their raft off New York and trying to get to Cuba? doesn't make any sense. It's flawed reasoning. We haven't thought it all the way through, or that biological drive that I've just been talking about is too strong. But one of the main drivers is economic hardship and inequality. When the gap between the rich and the poor widens, or the people perceive that it is, people feel that the system no longer rewards hard work or fairness, collectivist ideas gain traction. Perceived corruption and crony capitalism. When markets are seen as rigged, favoring the elites, corporations, or political insiders, people become disillusioned with capitalism. Collectivism offers this contrast, the promise of equality, shared ownership, and community over greed. Great idea. Just never seems to work out that way. The third one is when there's a loss of community and people are feeling isolated. Collectivism often thrives when people feel alienated or disconnected. So certainly a lot of that going on. Whenever we have major change, rapid technological or social change, these periods of upheaval are going to make people anxious. And collectivism provides a sense, or at least the idea, the promise of order and stability through centralized planning or shared values. Then, of course, people change. Our preferences change. We have new generations coming in, so there's shifts and there's idealism. Younger people often adopt collectivist ideals when they inherit high costs like housing, education, and healthcare, and limited mobility is, or rather upward mobility is perceived to be, and clearly is in a lot of examples, limited. So we're certainly seeing a lot of that. In times of war or recovery, collectivism feels natural. So we've certainly been going through, not us as a country necessarily, even though we've come out of this war on terror that lasted decades, and there's always new conflicts that we seem to be involved in, and just all the time. People must work together, sacrifice individuality for the group. We saw this during World War II, obviously. So that's a precursor to it. When cultural and moral narratives change, collectivism often resonates. When the moral story shifts from individual heroism to collective redemption, so the narrative changes from "I built this" to "We must build this together." It sounds great. It just never seems to work that way. And then finally, a decline in trust in institutions. When traditional structures, government, media, religion, corporations lose legitimacy, collectivism fills that vacuum with a new promise: we'll take care of each other since they won't. And that's really hard to argue with, because I don't know that there's too many institutions that I place, I was going to say enormous faith in, but really any faith at all. So those 8 points, it certainly makes sense. It makes sense why people would be pushed towards it. It makes sense why it happened. Why socialist or whatever the guy is in New York who just got elected mayor, I think that these are understandable reasons. I do not find them to be compelling. I do not find them to be accurate. But if I were someone who was experiencing a lot of those things I just went through and was going on vibes, as so many of us are these days, then I think it does make sense. But here's a friendly reminder. That's always been true, always will be true, whether or not you like it, whether you hate it. You do the best, you get the most. You do the worst, you get the least. There's no way around it. At least there's no way around it that ensures any kind of future for yourself, your kids, and your grandkids. So, a couple more things. I advocate everybody just calms down a little bit. Let's calm the fuck down. Calm down. I'm speaking to myself. I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to everybody. Pump the brakes. Take a breath. Relax. Stop voting for certainty. There's no such thing. There's no certainty. Stop voting for it. Stop trying to engineer it. It's not going to happen. It's folly. It's a fool's errand. It's dumb. Doesn't work. Never has. Never will. Stop playing small. When you're handing over agency, you're just diminishing and making yourself tiny. Stop waiting. Stop waiting for things to change. Stop waiting for conditions to be right. Start making the change, start creating the conditions that will make it right, start doing your part by doing your best.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.